You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
I have just one question, and I'm easy. I was just wondering, have you had any talks with marketing about the way they kind of give away things that happen on the show before they happen?
What are they giving away, those bastards?
The sort of Boone died. They gave that away before it happened. Also, it was very vague when Boone was on the plane and it was garbled and there were all these theories of what was said.
Oh, you mean in the promos?
Yes, and then they cleaned it up.
You know, I think one of the things that that is a constant fight just sort of in movies and in television is not wanting to give away the show.
Right.
And marketing's job is to get people to tune in, and our job is to not give it away. And that sort of puts it at odds. And what they do is we don't get to see those promos until they've actually run. So I'm seeing them the same time you're seeing them, and I'm picking up my phone and going, "Why did you do that?" And then they'll say, "Well, you know, we're not really giving anything away," or blah, 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 blah. But they're not approaching it from the same way as we are as fans. So inherently, I have to respect what they do. And I put my sort of, frustration aside, because the way that they marketed the show and sold the show, I am so grateful for. So every once in a while, they will do it in a way that maybe I don't approve of. But at the end of the day, lots of people are watching, and that's in no small part to the fact that they made awareness of it. So
you're not working any closer, there's no changes in how it's done.
They are going to scale back. We designed the marketing campaign for the launch of season 2. We wrote it, and we worked very closely with those guys. So we think it's going to be very cool and very mysterious and not give anything away. But once we're into the sort of episodic, week-to-week, season-long, sturm and drang of it, it's going to be... we have our job to do, and our job is writing the show, editing the show, dealing with the production of the show, and we just have to trust marketing to do what they do.
How much of the story is planned in advance, and how much of it is evolving over time?
The infamous question. I don't know how to answer that just in terms of percentage-wise. I mean, I think that the important things, like what the island is, he's got one. Can I just give him one? Oh, okay. And basically, the big questions I think we have the answers to, but because we are running a race that has no finish line right now, I think if they said, "We want you to do 4 seasons of this show," we would have sat down and sort of planned out 88 episodes. But because if JJ and I and Carlton, who are basically the people who are creating the show on a day-to-day basis, decided we're done, we want to leave, they would say, "Okay, we're just going to bring somebody else in to run the show." And that's what happened to Chris Carter. People look at that show and they say, "I'm disappointed with the way the X-Files ended." But they did 200 episodes. Chris Carter wanted to do 4 seasons and a movie. And the movie would have answered everything definitively. But Fox said, "Great, you can leave the show, but we own the show and we're going to keep doing the show." And he said, "I would rather run my own show into the ground than let somebody else do it." And I respect that. Hopefully, they will not make the same mistake with Lost. And hopefully, we will be able to dig our heels in, because we have an ending of the show. We know when it is. We know how many episodes it is. But we have to talk to the powers that be, the people who pay for the show, in order to sort of execute that.
Creatively, do you have the ending and you're just working towards it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it would be very hard if we did our ending for anyone to come in to the show after and continue the show.
JJ has had an impeccable sense of picking out women for his shows. What has he seen in each of the wonderful actresses he's brought on to Lost?
I think that he sort of has a skill for, discovering fresh faces. And, when he first saw Evie, we had read about 1 billion people for Kate, and we were just sitting in his office. We were talking about something script-related, and Brian Burke was also there. He was fast-forwarding through a tape that we had gotten from Canada, just girl after girl after girl, not even hearing what they were reading. And JJ was talking to me just like I'm talking to you, and the video camera was over here, and he just went like this, "Stop." And we stopped, and that was Evangeline. And it was an innate sort of almost psychic sensibility that he had of her vulnerability, her sort of, her sexuality, the fact that women liked her and men were attracted to her. However he does that, I wish I could sort of emulate, but it is a gift.
And the other three?
The other three? Well, Maggie came in and just sort of charmed us all, because she had a way of sort of playing that bitch character without, taking it to a broad way. Yunjin came in and actually read for Kate, and she was so amazing that at the time that she came in, there were no Korean characters on the show. We had originally designed Sun and Jin to be an older Japanese couple in their 60s who did not speak any English, but then Yunjin came in and read for Kate, and we're like, do you speak Korean? And she said, I am Korean, but English is my second language. And we said, that's it, you're cast. And as to Michelle Rodriguez, well, that's a story for, you know, that's a story for, you know, another time. I don't want to give you any hints or surprises about how we cast her.
Yeah. And that's it. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm sorry. Thank you for waiting.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.